Northern Beats, a summer of cricket. The tension, the drama, the buzz, and other cliches. But this summer, Triple M takes Test cricket down a new path. The path of FM radio. To say we're excited at the M's is an understatement. There's plenty of movement from middle stuff. Now, live from Cricket HQ with the Triple MCG. Wearing the bone, the cream, the beige, the ivory is a dip of the hat to the grace. Triple M rocks Test cricket.
Oh yes, here we go at the Gabba. We're back. Back for day five. A lot of people didn't think we'd get this far. An extraordinary day's cricket yesterday. Pakistan was set 490 to win this first Test match. They resumed the day at 2 for 108 yesterday. Put on 6 for 312. All those numbers mean Australia need 2 wickets and Pakistan require 108 runs for a record-breaking victory. Mark Howard with you. Beside me, Kerry O'Keefe and Merv Hughes. Kerry, we saw an extraordinary last session last night.
Oh, that was so much great theatre, Howie. That was the thing. Pakistan have been outstanding in this second innings. So much resolve, so courageous. And they've attacked Australia. You know, that's the thing. In the first innings, I did some stats. 13 boundaries, no sixes, all out 142. Second dig, ball still flying. 29 boundaries, 3 sixes. That's the way to beat Australia. You can't dot the ball up. You've got to hit regular boundaries. And Asad Shafiq, the hero from yesterday, can he be a hero today? We're going to find out. But he was outstanding.
We certainly will find out. Kerry told an amazing story yesterday about when he played against Pakistan. Oh. The only thing funny in that story, which you can see at Triple M Sport, is your show. Great to have you along. Looking
very
magnificent.
Kelly.
Like you're out of one of those political conferences.
Yeah, yes, it's more subtle than that. It's very Kelly Slater, very Mick Fanning.
I'm not going.
You're not convinced,
Kerry?
Can't see K Dog in this.
No, there's the voice of Merv Hughes. Welcome, Mervin.
Easy.
Welcome, and Kerry, I'm just going to state the obvious. Are you going to take fashion tips from Howie? Seriously, have a look at Howie.
He dresses like a homeless man.
I didn't get the memo that we're going to go to the Gold Coast after the broadcast.
Well, it's the final day, Mer. We thought we'd loosen up a bit with the board shorts. We'll get your thoughts on the pitch very, very shortly. Triple M Pitch Report for California Sports Services. California Sports Services, world-class services for schools, homes and clubs. Before we do that, Mer, the two man who had one of the great last sessions in the history of Test cricket last night has come locked and loaded. Chew, we could see a big, big series of records today.
We certainly could. I'll just peel off the top four highest fourth innings run chasers. Now, number one on the list, West Indies. Now, that was against Australia. They scored 7 for 408. So that is the official winning record. St. John's back in 2003. Then number two was in our very own backyard. That was South Africa. They chased down 4 for 400 against the Aussies again. That was in Perth in 2008. So Australia lead the way in terms of suffering fourth innings run chase defeats. That's what? Well, Brett Lee played in both of those.
A drive-by to Binger. Shafiq yesterday made a glorious 100, Chew. You got anything on him?
Yeah, he's actually scored his 9th 100, Howie, batting at number 6, which is a record in Test cricket. He's surpassed Sir Garfield Sobers, who racked up 8 batting at number 6. So that's a great effort.
Nice start. Merv.
Yes, what are you after?
Well, firstly, the pitch is going to have any effect on what we see today. As the Aussies come out onto the ground, they touch the flag as they go out, and the two Pakistani bats, and we see them coming out now. Asad Shafiq on not out 100, and Yasir Shah, the leggies, 4.
Well, I reckon it's the attitude of the Australian players that's going to make the difference in the day today. Extra half hour yesterday, and it looked to me like the Australians were pretty keen to get off the ground, just have a rest. Yes, they got a wicket late, but of the Australians, they're going to be tired, they're going to be sore, and it's probably more a mental thing than a physical thing today about how they approach it.
Well, I think it will be. It's funny, you know, I was a little self-consumed with what I was going to say and I didn't listen to anything you say.
Well, that's not unusual.
Sometimes I do listen.
Most
and I think that's
Australia.
So much dross, I'll go better than that. But then you threw to me to take up what you said and I wasn't even...
Well, we'll get.
Can we go on delay?
We'll get onto the pitch then, Kerry. And listen, the pitch has just died, hasn't it? I mean, it started well. Australia won the toss. There was a lot of talk about it. A little bit of moisture around.
Yeah.
It's just been a typical Gabba wicket. It's been a good cricket wicket. Best day to bat on it, 2 and 3. And even now, it really going to hold no fears. It's not cracked. Still got a good grass cover. But for the Australians, the thing that hurt me, it just died a little bit. Hence. As much bounce.
One of the bravest second innings I've ever seen, and I've been following and playing the game for over 50 years. But they go down, Pakistan, but they can hold their heads up high. They've given themselves a great amount of pride going into the second test in Melbourne on Boxing Day. Well done, Australia. There were moments out there today where the game was slipping away, but they held tough. Their champion is Mitchell Starc. In the end, he delivered the body blow to get Asad Shafiq. Then the Sanchu crusher that went off the pad of Yasir Shahidov-Smith. And Smith, who should be man of the match now, despite social media absolutely crucifying him this morning, mate, now walk off and get MOM.
Gee, it meant so much to them, the team jumping up as if they won a grand final. Kerry O'God, we've got you on Triple M. A brilliant wrap-up of exactly what's happened there. We're going down to Jules Schiller, down on the boundary. Jules, over to you, mate.
Yes, we're with Pakistani fans, and they may have lost, but the admiration and support for this team dissipated, Gus. I'm here with Atta, who's been sitting very respectfully and quietly watching this performance. Atta, what do you think of the Pakistani team's performance?
It's perfect. Perfect. What a fight back from Pakistanis. And I would say, never underestimate the Pakistanis. That's what you've been doing today all day.
All right, maybe we have underestimated the Pakistanis. It certainly sets up a delicious Boxing Day test. And the crowd here, guys, are going nuts. There's a lot of man love for the Pakistani team.
There's no doubt about it. Thank you, Jules. Thanks for sitting down there, mate. We appreciate it. And James Brayshaw has joined Kerry O'Keefe and myself, Gus Wallen, in the Triple M commentary box. JB, what a wonderful rear guard by Pakistan and a very exciting morning. Oh, we've got some technical issues with JB.
Yeah, no, I got myself here on now. Go. I've just got to learn to turn the mic on. Now, listen, could Pakistan be the only team ever to allow a test match to finish that way?
Yeah,
they did
yeah.
the most amazing job to get themselves so close, and then a bloke just noodles one the second slip, wanders out of his crease and doesn't realise he's been run out.
And in the modern game, you've got to return to your crease.
You would have thought.
And Smith is such an opportunist in those situations. He'll have a ping at the stumps if you feel the batsmen have been careless. And
yep.
Poor old Yasir Shah, I think he knew that defeat was imminent because he couldn't hit boundaries off Mitchell Starc, but he lost his mind. However, what a brave performance from him.
Yep. Australia lead the series 1-0, of course.
Mm.
33-run win. Mm. It's just wonderful. That's why Test cricket's one of the great things. Let's get down to Mark Taylor. Who's he talking to? Channel 9.
6 for 2. It's going to be an easy win. It ends up being a win, but how tight?
Yeah, it was pretty tight. Obviously, in the end, I don't think there's any fought hard, and it was great to see.
Can you give us an idea what it was like, just fielding out there? Was there plenty of chat? Was everyone getting a bit quiet?
No, there was still plenty of chat. The boys were up and about. Knew we were one wicket away this morning from hopefully sealing it. So it was just about bowling our processes for longer and just getting that break which finally came.
That innings of Shafiq, was that?
Yeah, very impressed. Shafiq, stuck to his guns, played very well and nearly got their team over the line. So credit to him and also their tail as well. They stuck together and did an amazing job.
So you enjoyed your second test as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll enjoy it a little bit more this afternoon.
Well, mate, well done. Congratulations on a tight win and a great game of test cricket.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Over to you, Slats.
Yeah, good on you, Tubby. Mitchell Starc, I know there's a big smile, mate, but it looks a bit of relief there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they played really well to score that total on the back end of a game, coming off their first innings. Full credit to them. They batted really well. Shafiq, great 100. But we knew today if we got one, eventually we could get the other. So, look, I think hard toiling for us, but nice to get a win, yeah.
Well, tough day for you bowlers yesterday. How did you pull up? How did you feel when you started today?
It's a different story, to be honest. It was a long night. And these day-night tests, we didn't get to bed till about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then back here early. So, yeah, but there's obviously a few tired legs in there, but we've got the job done, so we've got a couple of days off now and then get down to Melbourne.
Tell me, mate, the dynamic of the pink ball on this pitch, it looked like it wasn't doing much for you, and your effort had to stay there.
Yeah, look, I think it was a really good wicket for a red ball. I think it was quite a hard wicket, so that ball went quite soft rather quickly. So it made the job a bit tougher. It was obviously nice conditions at night, with a new hard pink ball. But once it goes soft, it's a bit of hard work, which keeps the bowlers honest, I guess.
So how did you keep everyone going out there, mate? Obviously, you had that big job, but how did the whole Aussie team keep rallying?
Yeah, look, coming here today, we knew we only needed obviously two wickets, but if we got one, that other one would come rather quickly. So about trying to get that first one, and look, they played really well this morning or this afternoon, if you like. And look, they've gutted out in the second innings really well. So full credit to them. But as we said before, it was nice to get a win up.
Enjoy the win, mate. It was a mighty effort by yourself, and it's been a terrific test match. And what a fight back by Pakistan. We'll take a small break, and then we've got the
Channel
presentation.
9, Michael Slater down there with Mark Taylor, Pete Hanscom, and a very relieved Mitch Starc, as we see on the big replay screen. Steve Smith running out the final wicket to fall. A batsman just chunking one really off the bottom edge, Skull. Mm. It wandered its way to second slip. He's just wandered out of his ground for no apparent reason and been run out. So an incredible end to what has been an amazing test match. 10 for 450 in the final innings. They got so close and looked so likely.
One of the most courageous seen. And the tail did it, apart from Asad Shafiq, who was magnificent. The keeper Ahmed at 7, 24. Mohammed Amir, 48.
Yep.
Wahab Riaz, 30. Yasir Shah, 33. Yep. These are blokes in the face of Mitchell Starc, Hazelwood, Bird, on a bouncy pitch with a little bit. They said, no, we're not going down easily. And they didn't. We'll support you, Asad. He played the innings of in the end, they're 39 runs short. But Australia pressure, they were making mistakes. Steve Smith didn't quite know what fields to set. All the half chances weren't into hand.
Yep.
It was, but in the end, it was a horrible impost for them. At the back of your mind, you said Australia will still win this, but they got to 39 runs from the target.
And Merv, I got the feeling as you jump in on Cairns that as they got to within 50, 40, they just tightened right up, Pakistan. They were going so beautifully, and then that's the beauty of this game. It's a five-day game, and as they got to within striking distance, it looked very nervous.
Well, what we've been saying, we've been talking about the Australians and what they're doing, but the mindset of the batsmen has got to change too. All of a sudden, they look at the scoreboard and think, we're within 50, we're a real chance here. And they're running between the game, hesitant and a little bit uncohesive. And they just got a little bit anxious. And
shot selection too. They started to tighten up with that.
But Starc, full credit to Starc. You said on air before you didn't know who was going to take the wicket. I reckon Mark Smith turned to Starc and Hayes with big guns, and Starc delivered. And what a brute of a ball it was.
And it was a swinging ball move. That was the thing. Asad Shafiq is not a tall man. He'd be 5'7", 5'8". He's Mahala Jayawardena. And, they were always they always thought, coming to Australia, could Asad Shafiq handle the short ball? Well, he got 137, but in the end, it was the short ball that undid him. And it was a brute. He was around the popping crease. He couldn't drop his hands. It just raised towards his hand. Him and the catch was taken.
And the thing about that, you tighten up. Probably, if that had been 50 runs earlier, he may well have played that pull shot or got back out of the road and lifted it up over the slips. And that's what he'd been doing. And the Australians were steering away from playing that shot. Full credit to Starc again. Everyone thought going full and at the stumps to get it short, to get it in the right area. And the batsmen, as we say, just a little bit conflicted, a little bit not playing free-flowing cricket as they had been. Tightens up, gets the edge, and a comfortable catch to Warner in the gully.
And now the pressure turns. Isn't it amazing? But despite the fight back, suddenly Mickey Arthur's coach, as coach, has the spotlight on him again. Yep. This is their fourth test loss in a row. They go to Melbourne. They've got to play much better than they did here today. They've got to hang with Australia over the first 2 days. So suddenly he was going to be this hero that's led Pakistan to this historic victory. Suddenly they're 1-0 down. And he's under pressure.
Let's get down to Mark Nicholas' presentation.
The Australians got home, but only by 39. Fantastic day here at the Gabba to match the previous four. A difficult decision over the Commonwealth Bank player of the match for Australia. Both Mitchell Starc and Steve Smith were strong candidates. But in the end, there seemed no doubt that the man who played an innings that matched his highest ever, but surely must be his best ever, deserves that award for keeping Pakistan in the game and so nearly getting them over the line. The Commonwealth Bank is Asad Shafiq. You're proud of that performance?
Yes, alhamdulillah, I'd like to thank Almighty Allah for this. Yes, I was trying hard. I was hitting the ball well in the nets. It's just a matter of time that I had a good inning. So that's why I'm really, really thankful to all of them who supported me.
Three amazing partnerships with the guys down the order, Mohammed Amir, Wahab Riaz, and then at the end there, Yasir Shah as well, that so nearly did it for you.
Yes, they showed a lot of courage and a lot of fun. They built a good partnership over there, and from almost chase 490. So that's why, because of our tail, they batted really well here.
Such effort yesterday. How did you wake up this morning? Were you tired, or were you full of energy for the day?
No, there is energy because we have to go here. So that's why I was aiming for the match.
And you seem to have things in command. You could well have won the game were it not for a brilliant delivery from Mitchell Starc.
Yes, it was. I was not expecting that from he bowled a couple of very good spells.
We enjoyed watching you back. We wish you well in Melbourne. Congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, that's Shafiq, the man of the match. We can turn our attentions now to the Pakistan captain, Misbah Al-Haq. So near.
Yeah, but I'm happy because after the first inning, the way we got out on 142, it was looking really difficult for us to come back in this game. But the way all the team, all the batsmen, that was wonderful. And we got some special knocks from a lot of tail-enders. I mean, the way Wahab played, and Ahmed showed resilience, the way he played, and Asad Shafiq, that was a superb knock. Nis Khan getting back into form, Wazari played well at the top. So, it is, and I'm happy. I'm happy and proud the way the team just played in the fourth inning.
Did you wake up this morning believing this could be done, truly believing?
Yeah, I always have belief in this team. And that's why we've been performing so well in the previous 6 years. Because I know all the individuals, they are like that. I mean, they can give you something special at any moment. Asad Shafiq was there. I was hopeful. A little bit of doubt because we lost Wahab Riaz, that we know that Yasir Shah could just chip in and he can help Asad Shafiq there. So there was always hope. Even when Asad Shafiq got out, there was hope that you never know, 42 runs, thing would happen. So that's one thing you need to do all the time. You need living.
Right. It looks like you're ready for a great occasion.
Obviously. I mean, after what we showed in the last couple of days, I think everyone believes now, and especially the team, more than anyone else.
Great. Thanks for your time, Misbah. Misbah Al-Haq, captain of Pakistan. And now to Stephen Smith, the Australian and victorious captain. I think you better just tell us about your emotions.
Yeah, I've lost all my fingernails, I think. Some game of cricket, wasn't it? You know, I thought the way their tail played with Asad, I think Asad played an unbelievable innings. The tail to support him, you know, it was hard work. A lot of credit's got to go to the way they played. I thought our bowlers stuck at it all day. We bowled a lot of overs and our quicks just kept coming back. And, you know, that, I guess, of Asad showed the class of Starkey to come in with the ball, you know, 60-odd overs old, quite it up like that and get that wicket and crack it for us. You know, shows his real class, but game of cricket.
Were you beginning to think it had gone?
No, you've always got to have hope. You know, eight down and you're always only really one wicket away from sensing, a close to the game, and it turned out to be that way. But yeah, look, as I said, I've got to give a lot of credit to Asad and the tail. They gutsed it out. They played some great cricket and didn't give us a sniff until the end there, and we took the opportunity.
You won't like me doing this, but I've got to take it back to Thursday morning. If you had your time again, might you think of enforcing the follow-on?
No, I think I would go with the same plan. I've bowled a lot. It gave him a chance to have a little bit of a rest and to bowl at night. We've seen in day-night test cricket that most wickets fall in the night with a new ball. So, you know, I thought their top order played pretty well. Azhar Ali was very good in that inning. And, you know, we didn't get the wickets early on that we would have liked. If we got those, things could have been a little bit different. But, you know, credit's got to go to our bowlers. They've really stuck at it. And, you know, I'm just happy to get over the line.
Are you comfortable with the day-night game and the pink ball?
Well, if they keep going like that, not really. It was a bit too close for my liking, but, you know, look, it was, as I said, it was a great game, but, I think it's a great concept. It's been outstanding. I'm sure the ratings were amazing as well, so, I'm sure it's here to stay.
And now the whole country stops for Boxing Day. That should be good.
Of course, there's always that date in the calendar that everyone stops and watches cricket here in Australia, and it's a great day and it's great to be a part of it. So, yeah, I can't wait to get down there for another awesome contest, I'm sure.
And lastly, a word on your own dead-eyed Dick here to sort it out. Well done, the run out that mattered.
Yeah, it was nice to hit him. I'm not sure what Yasir was doing there, but, it gave me an opportunity and thankfully to close it out.
we can watch it on TV. Steve, well done. One of the most tense days of your career.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.
Down there with the captains and the man of the match. Narrowly did a brilliant job on the boundary for Triple M Cricket, and she caught up with the Pakistan coach just a moment ago.
Mickey, what a brave performance.
It was a brave performance. Just incredibly proud of that performance. And, you know, it's amazing what a bit of confidence and belief does. You know, I think I said this match to you that we just had to get used to the conditions. Well, the guys now believe they can play in the conditions. So hopefully we can carry that forward into the next couple of tests.
Geez, you must wish that you could have that first innings over again under lights with a pink ball.
Oh, my word, yes. Yeah, and that's the hard start. It couldn't have been harder for our top order. You know, they're their first time in Australia for most of them, and they got to start under lights of the pink balls and get blown away by what's a very good pace attack. So, again, it's just the belief. Just the belief. If they can carry that forward, we'll be in a good place.
What about Shafiq's knock? And do you believe that now you can win this series and turn it around, given that you've got this confidence?
Oh, look, I've always said, I'm not going to get ahead of us, but I've always said that we've got a very good cricket team, you know, and They believe in themselves. They are unbelievably skillful. We can take 20 wickets, you know, and our batting is good enough now. So, yeah, I know we can. We've just got to go exceptionally well.
And after everything, is it a bit of a disappointment that it ended with that run out?
Yeah, it is a little. I didn't in my wildest dreams think it would end with a run out like that. Shane Poyser is mortified, but you know that happens. He should have been probably a little bit more aware.
Just finally, the Pakistani fans that have showed up today, I heard them before chanting out to you saying, Mickey, you legend, and they're cheering again for you now. What a full bit of atmosphere, and it brings a smile to your face.
No, it does. I mean, they're fantastic. Wherever we go around the world, it's amazing. We get such good support. You know, in England, you would have sworn we were playing at home. It was amazing. And for our players that don't play test matches at home, that support means the world to them.
On a personal note, would you have liked to have got that one?
Oh, no, I like to win every game I coach. And but, you know, every game's special. Every test is special. You want to win them all, Nerity.
Thank you very much, Mickey. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Well done, Nez. Mickey Arthur there for Nearmap, Australia's leading provider of aerial imagery and location content. And the crowd attendance today of 2,593 got the total attendance to 78,095, just shy of the 80 Cricket Australia were hoping for, but I reckon they'll take it. Merv's here with me, as is Kerry O'Keefe. Merv, some questions for you out of day five?
Questions for me. I'd like to pick Mickey Arthur on what he said. He said the Pakistanis will take 20 wickets. Well, they didn't get 20 wickets in this game. The declaration for me left the game, because there was so much time left in the game, when Smith declared, Pakistan, if they bat the time, they get the runs. I'm of the belief if you're going to declare, you've got to bat the other team out of the game. Now, a lot of things
even if they're bowled out for 135 in the first innings, you're still worried about 490.
Yes. I'm of the belief you bat the other team out. Now, contributing factors were, you know, the Australians wanted to bowl under lights,
yep.
And it wasn't successful for them. But if Pakistan win this game, you sit there scratching your head and you think, how the hell do you declare? Because my belief is you declare when the other side have no chance of winning. And with time left and the amount of runs, unlikely as it is, if they get the runs, it's egg on your face.
Oh, I know what you mean, but all the tea leaves said after the first innings, all out 142, 7 wickets lost in the night, that if they batted again in the night, there'd be a similar scenario. Well, there wasn't.
No.
But captains are now trying to come to grips with the strategies of day-night cricket. And a lot of them saw his batting at night. So Steve Smith could have paid a huge price. In the end, he's a winner. But the strategy of bowling at night basically consumed him. And that's your point, that he could have batted them on and set them 570. But he didn't.
670.
Yeah. There'll be big learnings out of this game, I reckon. Because the pink ball did nowhere near as much as in the previous 2 days.
Number two for me, man of the match. I reckon the man of the match goes to the match winner. AFL terms, you don't give a Norm Smith medal to a bloke in a losing team, or so, you should never. Yeah. So man of the match for mine, Smith was outstanding. Stark virtually came back, and when a lot of people say he looked lost and Pakistanis were heading to a win, he was the man that got the breakthrough game. You know, Hanscom was outstanding.
Steve Smith, 200 runs, four catches.
Nawaz Shah was good. Yeah. And for mine, the run out there, and the run Steve Smith should have been. That's just a gripe I've got. I reckon the man of the match goes to a player in the winning team.
They're often done on emotion. Derek Randall got man of the match in the centenary test. Dennis Lilly got 11 wickets and we won, and they went with the emotion. They've gone with emotion today, and fair enough. But as you say, Jim, Steve Smith got 130 and 63, took four catches and ran the last player out. You should be $1.05 to be man of the match.
And number three for me, the question's already been asked. It's going to be asked again 100 times when we watch the end of this game. What the hell was Shah thinking?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I think it was forlorn at that stage. He didn't know where the ball had ended up in his defence. He got hit by a sand shoe crusher, and he didn't quite know where it was. But it was in Steve Smith's mitt. Oh. And he is a great opportunist in the slip cord. And if you're a centimetre out of your stumps, he's pinging at you.
Yeah.
And Yasir Shah felt
like you're defending him. I still say, what the hell?
As I said to Skull Merv, for me, Pakistan could find that way to finish the match.
They're erratic.
Yeah, they are.
They're difficult to play because of that.
Yeah. And up and down. For me, I read through the team, and like you were talking about, the measure of that first innings said everything was in favour of Australia. You can do that against most sides. You can't do it against Pakistan because they're so unpredictable.
Tua, as we get ready to wrap up.
Yeah, just some key stats. Pakistan reached their highest fourth innings total ever at 450. With Asad Shafiq, his 137 equals the fifth highest test score by Pakistani batsman in Australia. And of course, it will be for him. And the Aussies now have won 10 consecutive test matches at home against Pakistan. And their last 28 tests have resulted in 21 wins and drawn 7.
Nice. Mm. Goodbye, you, Ash.
True, man. He's all over it, isn't he?
Well done, Merv. Well done, Skull. This has been a blast.
It's been fantastic. Always wanted to say this. I've been at Triple M rocks the cricket.
We'll see you at the MCG on Boxing Day.
Triple M is the new home of Test Match Cricket. And the one game we look forward to the most? Boxing Day at the Triple MCG.
I mean, it's an honour to be involved.
We're so bloody excited.
We're giving away tickets.
Including flights and accommodation.
You beauty!
To win,
keep listening to the first test on Triple M.
This is going to be a cracking series.
If you live in Melbourne, no flights for you. We're not that stupid.